Can't hardly believe I'm even going to say this, but one of the biggest deterrents to process improvements is the lack of a process to improve processes. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Pre-Accident Podcast Safety Moment, Operational Excellence Moment. Today is a mind bender. Yes, I just blew your mind. Now, it's really interesting. I started thinking about why is it that groups don't improve? So they'll do, you know, some learning. They'll put out a learning team. They'll learn a bunch of stuff about how work happens and where pain points and goal conflicts are. And then they'll sort of go into some weird paralysis and not fix it. Part of our challenge is to realize that we need to really fine-tune our organization so that they can actually move pretty agilely with process improvement information. And to do that, we probably ought to have a process to improve processes. Oh, I know. That sounds weird, and you're freaked out because now we're talking about a process, sort of a meta process of a process. Nah, don't overprocess this, for goodness sakes. Don't overthink this. Maybe that's a better word. What we need to do is have a method, a way that improvements can happen once improvements are discovered. And one of the things that I see is that really that strategic advantage, that's something you probably want to negotiate pretty early in your system before you start getting ideas. When you engage workers, when you talk to the people who do the work, you're going to learn a lot. And then there's going to be quite a bit of a pressure to go out and make the world a better place. That really doesn't need to be the pressure that it feels like it's going to be on you. Oh my gosh, I'm going to have 50 more things on my plate. It's not like that. One of the things you ought to do is come up with a method, a way that you can take input, improvement input into your system, that you can actually get prioritized data before you get it. So they've already kind of taken the wheat away from the chaff, if you will. And then it allows you a method by which you can actually track, improve, and then close out and then feedback to the team the changes that have happened. Or better yet, the teams can feedback that information to you. That structural need is often missing. And I find that it's a pretty bold part of a group's success or failure is their ability to actually handle the improvement information once they get it. So think ahead. I mean, that's what I'm asking you to do, is to think ahead and create systems that allow that improvement to happen. The other thing I'll share, even though it probably is worth, maybe I won't share it. Maybe I'll make this next thing its own safety moment. Ah, you just heard a real live edit in real time. Well, that's it then. If I'm not going to say the rest of this crap and saving it for the next time, then that's your operational excellence moment for today. Have as much fun as you can, for sure, you guys. Learn something new every single day. And for goodness sakes, be safe.